And we're back. This is Dr. H. Ruat, and this is Born on the 4th of July, filling in for your host, Barbara Jean. For the next hour, we'll be going again and dissecting much of the provisions of this Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, as I mentioned before. And we'll go in and we'll actually show you how this dry run, if you will, the creation of an epidemic or a pandemic has been done in not only in America but throughout the rest of the world for economic purposes and social gains. Okay, we'll go in and show the pattern. We'll show you that it's not by accident, not at all by accident, that this is coming to pass. The Model State Emergency Health Powers Act is draconian in the extreme, folks. And when you read it, and hopefully you can understand it, the legalese language there is a little difficult, perhaps. But what it specifically says is that in the event of a declared national pandemic or epidemic emergency, the state, whether it's will basically become subservient to the federal agencies. What that entails is basically the state turns over its sovereignty to federal agencies such as FEMA, such as the Centers for Disease Control groups, and to Homeland Security, of all things, okay? You're going to hear in the last half hour actually how Homeland Security is doing planning full mock emergency drills on or around the 17th of May to prepare for vaccinations, inoculations, as they call them, of hundreds of millions of Americans. This is all the agenda. Again, something wicked this way comes. So what happens? Right now, as we speak, the World Health Organization has issued a stage 4 pandemic alert. Now, they have a scale from 1 to 6. The World Health Organization monitors any potential outbreak. Since 2005, whenever a little bird flu pocket is found or any type of strange flu, the World Health Organization might ratchet up to 1.5 to 2, and then it goes down to 1. In Egypt, there was a nice little breakout of what they called a bird flu, and it went up to about 2. But it's always been 1 to 2, about, low-level risk factors for a pandemic. Today, actually on Monday, they went up to level 4. Now, what does that mean for Americans? Folks, when it hits level 5, it's when FEMA, when DHS, and Health and Human Services groupings go into full-scale lockdown. Because when level 5 and into level 6 hits, interstate traffic, interstate commerce is restricted, air travel is restricted. And America, you think 9/11, the days after 9/11 were bad. When this hits 5 and 6, you better be prepared. It's teetering on that right now. If this continues to escalate, as myself and other experts that have been monitoring this believe it will be, expected to go to 5 or even 6 within just a few short weeks, maybe even by the weekend, at level 5. So what happens? Under the provisions of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, you see, they had to lay the foundation for legality, as they call it, okay, to cover their bases. If you refuse the mandatory vaccination, again, read it, it's in the law, you can be and will be declared a felon and a domestic terrorist. We'll tell you what that means when we come back after the break, folks. America is under attack. The enemy is domestic. It is not foreign. It is domestic. We'll come back with the rest of the story behind the story.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And welcome back to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. This is your guest host, Dr. A. Truott, filling in for Barbara Jean. Okay, we got a lot to cover in the next few minutes, and hopefully I can do it justice here. And let's take a look, first of all, when we talk about compulsory forced vaccinations as prescribed by the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, how unconstitutional can that provision B. Okay, I refer specifically to Article 4 of the Constitution, and that is the right of the people to what? To be secure in their persons, and nothing shall be passed in law by government or otherwise to violate this. The right of the people to be secure in their persons. That's the right of our health, you see. That's what Article 4 is all about. Nothing violates that more than a compulsory vaccine of an untested, unproven poison from China to be injected into your veins. Folks, America has basically put off much of its unsavory manufacturing, contamination manufacturing to the People's Republic of China. And the People's Liberation Army, the communist leaders of China, have more than welcomed that opportunity to take the West's money in exchange for goods and services shipped back and the high profit margins they've enjoyed. Sam Walton, Walmart, and the rest of the big box manufacturers have taken full advantage of this with the wide open trade to China, again, creation of Dr. Henry Kissinger during the Nixon era. Folks, we better sit up and wake up. The melamine scare, remember the poisoning of our pets? It was just a dry run compared to the toxic contaminants that are placed in these untested, untried Chinese vaccinations coming to us courtesy of the Rockefeller cartel and Sanofi Pasteur of France. Folks, billions of our tax dollars has been spent for these vaccines. They're in stockpile. They're waiting to be injected. Now, typically, whether it's a measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, whether it's a polio vaccine, or recently, in the case of Merck and Company, the Gardasil human papillomavirus vaccine for cancer, right, for young girls, the Gardasil vaccine had to go through literally millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of testing, both in human trials as well as animal testing, okay, to be given an FDA approval letter. Wow. How does Merck feel, I wonder, now that Michael Okerlund-Levitt, Secretary Levitt, issued under his newly gained powers for emergency powers the right to give an approval letter to Sanofi Pasteur and other manufacturers for influenza, pandemic influenza vaccines without human trials, without human testing. In fact, certain countries such as Iraq, certain countries such as Iran and others wanted to purchase some of this vaccine, and the State Department refused, saying, no, this can be used as a biological weapon. That's a fact, folks. I have the documentation of that one. Okay? Wait a minute. If it's not going to be sold to so-called rogue nations and states like North Korea, because it can be used, quote, as a biological weapon, what makes the powers that be think it's good to inject it into the veins of innocent, naive American citizens? That's a big question, isn't it? One that will not be readily answered. The fact of the matter is, folks, in in December of 2005, the National Security Administration, NSA, and the CIA spy satellites uncovered or eavesdropped onto a speech given in China in Beijing by Xi Haoshan to its assembled PLA generals and brass, where he outlined a new development in their long-term plan of conquest against the West. The defense minister, Xi Haoshan, said, quote, we now have the ultimate biological weapon that we can unleash on America. And he justified to the People's Liberation Army generals by saying, it's a shame, yes, that 150 million Americans must die, but it's at a point where if 150 million Americans do not die, then 300 to 500 million Chinese must die. Because the fact is, China, because of its pollution states, its natural resources is so bad that experts predict, in China, Chinese experts and others in the West predict that they may have a decade at the max before toxic substance build up and millions of Chinese begin to die. So they've targeted in the speech America, Canada, and Mexico as places to colonize. Now, this shouldn't be surprising when you understand who was behind and bankrolling the Chinese Communist Party. It goes back again to certain individuals in Wall Street who financed and funded Mao Zedong over Chiang Kai-shek's republic back to following the end of World War II. Same folks, by the way, who just happened to bankroll a little madman in Germany and Austria called Hitler. And the same folks who, by the way, funded and bankrolled Stalin and Lenin and others in the Soviet Union. World communism is their goal. World control and domination under their boot is their agenda. The sad fact is the Chinese will die as well, because their agenda is simply to reduce the entire world's population to a mere 500 million elite bloodlines. Okay? This is set in stone in the Georgia Guidestones just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and Athens, Georgia. There is a monument to their stupidity and their ideal world government, folks. Number one on the list of their new Ten Commandments of their New World Order is to reduce the world's population to a more manageable and eco-sensitive 500 million souls. That's their agenda. They want to do it within 3 years. They want to kick this off 2009 and have it finished by 2012. Now, there you have the reasons why. This is why they want to release this killer virus and have it done systematically in waves. And each step, it's like the boiling of a frog. They're turning up the heat, and it's starting to boil little bit by little bit by little bit. We have the hate crimes bill being talked about in Congress as we speak, where it would make illegal any inference in free speech to any type of derogatory comments of any type of nationality. Well, folks, if the truth is the truth, it shouldn't be hate speech. Well, they include monologues like this one, where they expose the corrupt government heads. Is that a form of hate speech? Well, under the House Bill 1319, it is. Okay, the new hate bill speech. So, little by little, they're turning up the heat. This first wave of so-called swine flu is just that, the first wave, because it's going to be followed by, again, a plea by the World Health Organization and others involved in this corruption to have vaccinations mandatory. You'll see more and more vaccines being touted for the Mexican population. You'll see, following the vaccinations, an even more virulent strain of deaths and disease happening. This is the agenda. This is the plan. Folks, when it, again, the World Health Organization ratchets up to level 5 and level 6 on their pandemic scale, and their control center is activated at that point, that is when this will, in fact, hit the fan. The hammer will come down. The provisions of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act will be implemented. Now, folks, let's carry this on to the next level. If you refuse this vaccine, which is toxic poison, if you stand up and say, I know what's going on, I will not be vaccinated, nor will my family, the provisions of the law says that you are a danger to other people. You are basically a felon. You can be arrested, and you can be quarantined. Now, there's no limit to the amount of time you can be quarantined. This could be a year, 2 years, 5 years. It's another Guantanamo Bay. To be held without charges, without a trial, and without the right of property, okay? Because when you've listed as a felon under this act, they have the right to confiscate homes and all private property. It's in the act. Again, that's why I challenge you to read it, pull it up, see what the version of it that your state has passed, because most states have passed some version of it, and then understand that this can only be implemented if the local police agencies, the National Guard troops, the U.S. military are forced to do it. Again, it's a false flag front. Absolutely based in fraud. And if you think this hasn't happened before, well, I'm here to tell you, you better think again. I pulled some very interesting court cases, and let me share these with you. Bear with me. I'm going to have to pull them here in my file. Back in 1921, in fact. Well, we'll go in and I'll explain this in the next segment. I hear the music coming in. In the Midwest, Kansas City, a medically made epidemic. It's in the court records. It's a matter of public record.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we're back for the next segment of Born on the 4th of July. This is your host, Dr. H. Ruat, filling in for Barbara Jean. Again, before we go to our guest, Alexander S. Jones, I need to just give some precedent history. Again, in the year 1921, just 3 years after the deadly pandemic of influenza, we see the vaccination boys at it again. And this is, folks, this is in the court records. It's you have to do some digging to find this as I did. But this case was reported by a watchdog group in Kansas City, Missouri, called the Advertisers Protective Bureau. They were basically a forum to basically root out fraud and you know, money-making schemes that were less than honest, okay? And they after the final court case, they actually, and leading up to that, they prepared an in-depth report because of information given to them by insiders in the Medical Association in Kansas City, Missouri. The report reads as follows verbatim, quote, "In the fall of 1921, the health of the city," meaning Kansas City, Missouri, "was unusually good, thus, but it was slow for the doctors. So the Jackson Medical Society met and resolved to make an epidemic in the city." Yes, you heard that right, folks, to make an epidemic in the city. "According to the meetings of this secret meeting," quote, "a motion was made and seconded that a recommendation be made by the committee to the Board of Health that an epidemic of smallpox be declared in the city. Parentheses, investigation later revealed that there was no sign of an epidemic at the time. No, there was no smallpox breakouts in the city or anywhere around the city. In fact, anywhere in the state of Missouri. The report goes on, quote, it was moved and seconded that a day be set aside termed Vaccination Day, on which physicians would be stationed at all public schools, all public clinics, all public government buildings and hospitals to vaccinate free of charge. How many times have you seen this happen? Well, folks, vaccinations are never free. The taxpayers, in one way or another, are forced to pay for every one of them, okay? And the report goes on to conclude, quote, it is further recommended that wide publicity be given stating that vaccination is a preventive of smallpox and urging the absolute necessity of vaccination for every man, woman, and child in the city. Folks, the court case went on and heard all the evidence. It was a jury trial. In fact, the jury was more than leaning towards the medical establishment. They had ties to them, but they came back and absolutely, after hearing the evidence, convicted this group of a pre-planned, premeditated conspiracy. And so in the court record, we have it literally in black and white. It's a cold-blooded plot to poison an entire population of a major city. For what? For profit. For the money it would bring in. Okay? So what's happening with, you know, this is a small-scale example, and I can go on. There's actually over a dozen others where this has been repeated since 1921. But nowhere, as I said in the first part of the show, nowhere has it reached such a grandiose scale as it has with this current one. It's all about, first of all, enriching the Rockefeller cartel in the form of vaccine sales to begin with taxpayers' dollars, and then to fill the void for their long-term socioeconomic model, the New World Order structure. This is how they will ascend to it. You see, to put America under martial law, Americans, you know, still are pretty well armed. They haven't lost their guns yet, but that's coming too under Barack Obama, trust me. They still have the ability to stand up and fight for their rights. But you see, a population that is stricken with a mass epidemic, a pandemic, as they call it, kind of loses their will to fight. Goes back to the art of war, you see. You identify the weaknesses and strengths of the opposition, and you plan accordingly. Very few people will fight if a loved one or relative is in the ground from a very bad pandemic virus. You see, and when the computer models have shown that when this is released and martial law is in fact declared, more people will actually die because of rioting, because of the resulting panic in the streets and looting and rioting, than the actual virus itself will kill. In fact, it's very, very likely that the American National Guard troops, the local police, will just say, I can't enforce this. I won't do it. So to bring in order, watch for the Chinese military to be deployed. That's the next step. Again, this is eye-opening, I'm sure. It's startling. The next half hour, we'll actually go in deeper and bring in a whistleblower to prove the story. Dave?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we're back. This is Dr. A. Truelot filling in for Barbara Jean, and this is Born on the 4th of July. In this final segment, I'm pleased to announce a gentleman who I've come to know quite well, and by means of in-depth talks and discussions. Since the first time he came came emboldened and came on the air with the story explaining the leak of the potentially a deadly pandemic virus starting in the Czech Republic. With me is Alexander S. Jones. Welcome, Alexander.
Good to talk to you, Dr. Hunt.
You've just been a busy man, I'm sure, like many of us. Many, many calls for information, many calls for radio spots. Kind of give us a little bit of background. You used to, you know, at one time, worked at for the NIH. In what role?
I worked doing computational bioinformatics. I worked on computers in the Laboratory of Structural Biology Research under the National Institute for Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Disease. And basically, while I was there, I did modeling of the DNA in a bacteriophage, which is a virus that infects bacteria. But our lab also worked with hepatitis, herpes simplex virus, and other viruses. So I did that while I was there. Studied biology and computer science in school. I also worked briefly as an EMT. I have a background in technical information and also a brief background in medicine.
So back last February, something strange happened, as reported by the Canadian Free Press. Specifically, there was reports of a biological leak in the Czech Republic. Go ahead and tell us about that.
Oh, right. So back around January, February, Baxter sent contaminated, and this is Baxter based in Chicago.
Baxter Pharmaceutical, right.
And they sent contaminated vaccine material to at least four labs in four different countries. And this vaccine material had the bird flu and the human flu mixed together, which should not happen. That should never be done.
Well, let's be very clear. When you say contaminated vaccine, how was it contaminated? I mean, because really all vaccines are a little bit suspect anyway, but what made it more suspect than the normal?
Well, it was supposed to be a bird flu vaccine material, so it should have been irradiated most likely before it was sent out, but it actually just didn't have the bird flu in it. They had put human flu in it too, and so one of the subcontractors injected it into their ferrets, and the ferrets behaved very strangely and began getting very sick, and so they realized something was terribly wrong, and they put the ferrets down. But the flu vaccine that they sent out, it was supposed to be just a bird flu vaccine. And I don't even think it was supposed to be a live bird flu vaccine. But it turned out not only was it live bird flu, it had live human flu in it too.
Yes, and so that caused these test ferrets to actually die then caused somebody within the laboratory. And again, this is a division laboratory of Baxter Pharmaceutical Station in Chicago. Is that not correct?
It's the Baxter facility, I believe, based in Orth, Danau, Austria.
Yeah.
Orthdanau.
So you took the story and took it upon yourself to basically find out, you know, how widespread this had gone into the public, and your efforts were rewarded. How? What happened?
With your
calls?
And with ridicule from Dr. Henry Nyman, the founder of Recombinomics, who actually tried to hire me a few years back and had completely forgotten about that. Apparently, he was directing his criticism towards me. But I got silence from the labs that were involved. I got lies from them. A main man by the name of Dr. C. Peltz at AVIR Green Hills, one of the subcontractors, lied to me on the phone. He said he would answer all my questions in writing and then just wouldn't respond and didn't answer any of the questions.
So I met with stonewalling
and ridicule, basically, for paying a translator to get these articles out of the Czech Republic.
And so now they're, as I understand it, their telephone line has been disconnected. It's kind of just shut up. Shut down operations.
Biotest phone has been disconnected. And I haven't checked it very recently, but I suspect it's still disconnected. We haven't heard any more news from there. And they basically buried that story and made it go away. And now, of course, we have this suspect North American flu that is now spreading everywhere.
Folks, we need to really emphasize why this is important information. You see, whenever you have a genetically diverse or specific bird flu virus, and you mix it together with the human strain, which becomes really potently lethal for humans, that is best described as biological warfare and absolutely criminal. There should be criminal charges forced on this.
There should be. And in fact, I asked that in my questions to Baxter and to AVIR Green Hills. I said, are your companies involved in biological warfare? Are your companies prepared to renounce the use of biological warfare and so on, and receive no responses? So I believe that these companies are involved in biological warfare programs.
And what really is amazing to me, Alexander, is the quiet response from media in America on this big, big story. It's huge. It's gargantuan. It was a little blip in Canadian Free Press, and then we came on and actually notified media outlets and press releases, and it's just like, we pass. We're not going to report on this. What? You mean a vaccine that is mixed with bird flu and human flu is not newsworthy? Are you kidding me?
No,
I couldn't believe that there was no report.
You had a story.
Yeah, it's a huge story. Probably one of the top 10 of the decade, really, because the implications are this is the first step for pandemic release, especially if it's targeted for specific injections and vaccinations. You see, man, amazing story, and so it continues on. If you we're trying to press for more information for some congressional oversight committee to get involved with this big story. Then the latest, of course, the outbreaks in Mexico City, and who do we have there at Ground Zero in Mexico City and Mexicali? We have Baxter Pharmaceutical reps. Why?
Well, they're there to help.
They're there to help us. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. That, and it's just funny. Again, as I said in the preceding segments, it's a setup completely. There's no other way to describe it as a propaganda tool to get people to clamor to stand in line for a vaccination that is completely untested and very likely toxic, just like it killed the poor little test animals there, you know?
Yeah, there's no doubt that that's where this is heading. This is heading towards, you know, problem, reaction, solution of getting people to take the vaccine. And the vaccines will likely be toxic. Will likely there'll be different sets of vaccines, no doubt. You know, there'll be a hard kill vaccine, there'll be a soft kill vaccine, and then there'll be the green vaccine that I'm sure a very small portion of people will receive.
Well, see, in the prior segment, Alexander, I read some actual court reports in Kansas City, Missouri, in 1921. Well, this exact problem reaction solution scenario in the field of vaccinations was played out, and the court record is very clear. It was premeditated and conspiring men for a profit motive created an epidemic in the Kansas City area where they wanted people to believe there was a false smallpox epidemic happening. Absolutely no. Facts of that happening at all. They mass injected smallpox vaccine and created hundreds and hundreds of deaths over this. And yet when the court report came out and these facts were laid out, guess what happened? No criminal charges, nothing but a small $500 fine against the medical board that did this, and they went laughing all the way to the bank. And this has been repeated again and again and again and again in the medical history. So why should we not believe, folks, that this would not be the same agenda in a much bigger international global scale, you see, for profit, for control, for a eugenic agenda? Your comments.
I completely agree with what you're saying. You know, become clear that this vaccine thing is nonsense. There have been too many contaminated vaccines over and over and over again. We see that it's misrepresented what's actually in there, and that oftentimes there's adjuvants, there's toxins, there's not what they even say is in the thing. And furthermore, no one's even proved an adaptive T-cell response. They're just, as Dr. Bill says, they're just measuring antibody titers. So this is a fraud. It's a scientific fraud, and they're using it to make a lot of money and to carry out eugenics operations on a global scale.
And where everybody should be really concerned as to where these darn things are manufactured. Again, put into real-life terms. We're talking 300 and some odd 20 million or so Americans. They wanted vaccines in 2006 to be given to every man, woman, and child, a la the Kansas City, Missouri fraud and fiasco. Well, imagine, how do you mass produce that many vials and hypodermic needles? Where do they come from? From Puerto Rico or where? No, from China. And if you trust that the People's Liberation Army that controls these manufacturing labs would, you know, love Americans and want to see Americans healthy and vibrant, then you won't. You just better ignore the melamine poisoning of our animal, of our pets, and it still continues. It's a little slap in the hand. Nothing changes. It's about a profit motive, but it's even deeper than that. You know, in my opinion, it goes to a social economic model that they have. This is one of their major tools to accomplish it. Folks, how in the world are they going to fill up those concentration camps that have been recently built under contract by Halliburton across the country? Hundreds of millions of dollars of contracts to Halliburton to build these facilities to house people. For what? Illegal immigrants? What? Who's going to be put into those? Well, it's the people that refuse to stand up and get their shot. Okay? Alexander,
we're looking at, you know, like you're saying, that's a $385 million contract to KBR, a Halliburton subsidiary. And you know, they said it was for a mass influx of illegal immigrants. Could we be talking about a social collapse of Mexico due to plagues and earthquakes? I mean, what's happening right now is going to cause a social collapse in Mexico. We have apparently what seems like a more lethal strain of this North American flu circulating down there. There's the Mexico City strain, and then there's the Canadian American strain, and the Mexico City strain is much more lethal. And you know, if Mexico collapses, their whole scenario could easily occur. And we also have the General Motors bankruptcy coming up here on June 1st, due to them not getting a bridge loan. The government is basically forcing GM into bankruptcy. Either that or a government takeover. Either way, it's going to activate the credit default swaps, and there's going to be chaos. There's going to be absolute chaos and carnage.
Well, you know, and we have Barack Obama coming out and being indignant about the AIG bonuses, right? But let's talk about the infrastructure of American International Group, AIG. It's not even, it wasn't even formed in America. It was formed in Shanghai, China, right?
That's right.
I mean, if you go into their annual reports, going back 5 or 6 years, you see literally trillions of yen, Chinese yen, buried away in their infrastructure in mainland China. Why are we bailing out a Chinese company? Forget about the millions of dollars of bonus money. They got billions of yen, and they can be transferred over to U.S. dollars anytime they want. I don't understand it. You see, unless there's a bigger, deeper agenda going on to pull out the profit potential of in American mainstream corporate structure, prior to the pandemic being released,
That's what I believe. I believe they're pulling the plug. They're in the process of pulling the plug on America. I think that's
if you're going to destroy a bank, get your assets out first, right? And if America's
right.
been the bank, pull your assets out first and milk it for what you can, and then watch it burn, baby. And kind of
that's what I see happening.
That's
what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well,
the GM bankruptcy could actually trigger AIG payout. So
right.
That's something to keep in mind.
So on we go. I'm confident. Barack Obama is the hammer. You know, that's was chosen to do this. He's so slick. Makes Slick Willie look like a piker. And, you know, anybody that starts talking in any negative terms about this man, you get some very, very nasty looks. You know, but doggone, why isn't anybody talking about these facts? You know, the history of pandemic flu. It just didn't come out of nowhere, out of Mars.
No. No, but to be honest with you, what I found is that some people just simply prefer the lies. They don't want the truth. They prefer the lies. And as Dr. D says, you know, they're going to be collateral damage. So, you know, the people that prefer the lies, you know, you just have to move on. Because there's people that want the truth, and those are the ones we need to get to.
Exactly. Well, we just appreciate your story. Your background's unique in the fact that you see the potential. You were the first to corroborate what Dr. Deagle, Dr. Carley, and myself has been saying, that this really can't happen as far as a killer virus without laboratory assistance. It just doesn't happen naturally.
No, that's such nonsense at this point. We know it has. Even the OIE, the Paris-based group, that the organization for animals or something along those lines, has said yesterday that it shouldn't be called the swine flu, because we don't even know where it came from. You know, it has avian genes, it has pig genes, it has human genes. It's obviously a recombinant. No one else has seen it before. So we have to ask ourselves, if this has never been seen in nature, how did it all of a sudden get out? Why doesn't it bear any resemblance to any previous virus that we've sequenced? Why is it so different?
And I said this in the earlier part, the etymology of it and the structure of it is identical in many ways to the report that Jeffrey Taubenberger issued about the 1918 structure. So there you have it. Folks, stay with us. This is an amazing wrap-up. We'll finish up, and then again, starting tomorrow, we'll be on with Dr. Carley. We'll go even deeper with the story behind the story. This is Dr. A. Truat. This is Born on the 4th of July. We'll be back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we're back for the final segment. This is Dr. H. Ruat filling in for Barbara Jean. This is Born on the 4th of July. My special guest, Alexander S. Jones. Again, kind of just go ahead and wrap up what your feelings are now, now that this is unfolding and the nightmare is kind of coming to fruition here. Alexander. Well, looks like we might have lost our guest. That's fine. We'll just wrap up. Yeah, this.
Hey, sorry about that.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead and wrap up your final thoughts, Alexander.
Yeah, I was just saying that people need to get prepared for this and that they need to take this seriously. Because I was looking on a social networking site called Twitter earlier, which is popular among people around 25 to 35 or so. And there's a lot of people that are sick. And I'd say maybe half of them are just, you know, spring colds or whatever. But it's possible the other half are this new virus, because a lot of people are reporting being bedridden with high fever, you know, and cough. And these are symptoms we'd expect to see in flu pandemic or a flu epidemic. And another thing is, I just heard from a coworker that someone was on a cruise ship, one of his friends, a young woman, and she got very sick upon returning from this cruise, which had left from Florida. Now we know this new virus is in Florida. It was at Disney World. Some tourists contracted it at Disney World. My friend's friend, basically, this woman, was in the hospital for a week or two, but now she's been hospitalized again with a persistent high fever. So, you know, who knows what it is, but it could very well be one of these circulating recombinants, these flu recombinants.
Let's be very clear. The 1918 route that it took, okay, was a very mild, relatively mild case of upper respiratory bronchitis, high fever, and you know, nausea, the typical flu symptoms. That was the first wave. There was maybe 1 to 2% mortality, I understand. And that was mostly in the weak individuals. But see, this gains steam as it goes into the living gene pool, and then it comes in waves, two, three, second and third waves, like a tsunami wave, okay? And it's the second and third and subsequent waves that became so terribly deadly and high mortality. That's when I think we can probably see those other waves if it mirrors the 1918 created pandemic. It will probably happen in 3 to 4 weeks or maybe the summer in July, June, July. Your comments
on that? Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it's just a matter of then seeing the World Health Organization ratchet up the levels, the warning levels, and then having basically the entire Canadian borders, Mexican borders in every state, interstate travel, like I said, restricted, unless you have your card or your RFID chip injected where they can scan you. Forget about traveling, folks, and even forget about going into your banks or shopping areas, any public area. And that's, you know, that's what I need to say. That's what's happening, I understand, in Mexico City right now. Public buildings have been locked down, schools dismissed. It's pretty much that route, that deep right now in Mexico.
Yes, and they're, they basically declared martial law, more or less, in Mexico City and all of Mexico, more or less.
Okay, well, we just have to say it's a matter of understanding. There's ways, absolute ways, to prepare and protect yourself. We'll talk about that in the next show tomorrow. We'll be on with Dr. Carly Alexander S. Jones. Thanks so much for taking your time for coming on. We appreciate
you. Thank you for having me.
Your words of wisdom. Again, until tomorrow, be safe. We'll explore this even deeper tomorrow. Thank you so much.
With recent internet